Today, workers at a Volkswagen assembly plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, are voting to decide if they will join the United Auto Workers Union. As Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, this is a historic vote. A win could set off a wave of union elections in the South, or it could put an early stop to the UAW's best shot yet to recruit non-unionized workers.
The Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga makes hundreds of SUVs each day and has thousands of employees. And working at a place like this can be intense.
Giant, huge robots, sparks flying.
Kelsey Smith has been with Volkswagen's paint department for about a year.
It's an exciting place to be in if you've never been into anything like that before.
Especially compared to the other opportunities in Chattanooga.
Life is good, man. You know, I'd rather be at Volkswagen making what I'm making now than to be flipping burgers somewhere or something like that, man, struggling. So I can't complain.
Now, this doesn't exactly sound like someone who wants a union. After all, workers usually join to get higher pay. But it's also about getting better treatment. And Smith says they've been disrespected by Volkswagen. Like during a meeting last December, Volkswagen celebrated the plant making a record number of cars that year. Smith says workers were rewarded with a cookie and a hat.
I was like, wow, man, this... We work for Volkswagen, man, and the best that they could do is give us a hat and a cookie.
That cookie angered a lot of workers, including Victor Vaughn.
It was so hard, we couldn't eat them. They didn't even give us hot chocolate or milk or anything to drink with it.
Vaughn's been at the plant for 2 years, and he's all for the union. What really sold him was when the UAW kicked off a historic strike last fall against all three big American car makers, Ford, Stellantis, and GM.
When they hit the streets and hit the strike, I knew at that point, I'm like, yeah, okay, now somebody's going to listen to them, you know.
And the companies did listen. They gave workers record contracts. And down south, Volkswagen listened too. It raised pay by 11% at Vaughn's plant. But Vaughn says they want more of what the UAW workers got. Cost of living adjustments, better health care, profit sharing, and most importantly,
respect in the workplace, to be treated like human beings, to have a voice in the matter.
These are not the only Southern auto workers thinking about unionizing. Mercedes assembly plant workers in Alabama have also filed for an election, and Hyundai workers in the state have launched their own campaign. But Southern states have long pitched themselves as business-friendly and anti-union. And it worked. They attract lots of foreign automakers to their states and led to the creation of hundreds of thousands of jobs.
There's a reason that companies have come here and the work environment that we have.
That's Tennessee Governor Bill Lee being interviewed by a local TV station. This Volkswagen plant already voted against unionizing twice over the last decade, in large part because state politicians campaigned hard against the UAW. And this week, Lee and five other Southern governors sent out a joint statement warning that unions could cost the South jobs.
I believe it would be a big mistake for those workers to risk their future by giving up the freedom to decide it themselves.
Volkswagen says it supports workers' right to choose. And for plant worker Kelsey Smith, he's choosing the union, in large part because a win for the UAW here could set off a wave of unionizing across the South. And Smith wants to lead the way.
We have a chance to be first down here in the South, man, and I want to be first because nobody remembers second, and we're going to make history.
We'll know if they make that history Friday night when ballots are counted. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham, Alabama.